Week in review. Federal lawmakers reject drastic cuts to scientific research. Most clicked story of the week. Senate lawmakers have rejected the Trump administration's proposal to vastly reduce federal funding for scientific research. Instead, the Senate advanced proposals last week that would provide $188.3 billion for scientific research, 21.3% more than the Trump administration proposed. The Senate passed those bipartisan measures Thursday in an 82-15 vote, sending them to President Donald Trump's desk. The House passed them in a 397-28 vote earlier in the month. Number of the week, 5.9%. The decline in graduate international students enrolled in U.S. colleges in fall 2025 compared to the year before, according to final figures from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. However, enrollment ticked up 1% overall, thanks to a 1.2% increase in undergraduate students. The latest on mergers, closures, and financial distress. The California College of the Arts, a 120-year-old institution, announced that it will close at the end of the 2026-27 academic year and hand over its campus to Nashville-based Vanderbilt University. Despite a major fundraising push, CCA President David House said the arts college's tuition-driven business model is not sustainable. Oregon's Higher Education Coordinating Commission recently passed a report that in part advises all of Oregon's public colleges to collaborate and craft plans for targeted institutional integration. Those plans could range from two colleges sharing programs to fully merging, according to the report. Hampshire College, a private nonprofit in Massachusetts that narrowly avoided closing 5 years ago, is once again in potential financial trouble. According to its latest audit, the institution could shutter if it can't refinance its debt. A year of catastrophe for higher ed. PEN America, a free expression group, found that 21 bills across 15 states were enacted in 2025 that censor higher education. For higher education in America, 2025 was a year of catastrophe, researchers wrote in a report summarizing the findings. The researchers found the laws were a result of a relentless, years-old campaign to exert ideological control over college and university campuses. Although the conservative-led push began before President Donald Trump's second term, researchers noted the campaign was greatly exacerbated by his administration. Now, over 50% of college students are studying in states with at least one law on the books that censors higher education. This is a staggering figure that should give us all pause, they wrote.